720 WGN. It's a beautiful day in the city, a little chilly, and you need to watch out for the waves. But I would imagine at this temperature, not a lot of people on the beach at least wanting to jump in the water today. Steve, cicada check. You still have them in your backyard, or are they starting to fade out?
You know, they might be fading a little, but this week, Saturday was a banner day. Dodging the flying cicadas, the cottonwood was flying all over the place, and it was loud.
Yeah, the cottonwood is crazy.
Can't stand the cottonwood.
Me neither. Me neither. Mary, what about at your house?
Oh, cicadas are, I think they're in their last week, I'm thinking. But now they're into the stage where they just lay on the ground sprawling. Blah!
Hey, I caught a couple behind the leaves on one of my bushes today.
Yeah, I mean,
they're still working at it.
They're not flying as much. They're just like dropping.
Right.
All
right.
Over you.
Dr. Gene Kritzky, the Dean of Behavioral and Natural Sciences at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati. He's the guy that tracks the emergence across the U.S. and especially here in Illinois. He said that, of course, they were emerging at the end of May, but they'll probably still live out their life cycles above ground until mid-June, and we won't see them disappear until the end of June. So if you have kids that are still freaking out about these things, there's a book that can help. Kristen is with us, the author, writer, and speaker of Cicadas Don't Bug Me. And Kristen, how do you pronounce your last name?
Jeske, Kristen Jeske.
Well, Kristen, nice to meet you. So what prompted you to write the book? Was it the last go-around with cicadas?
Yeah, so in 2021, there was an emergence of cicadas near the Washington, D.C. area where I was located with my children. And I tried to tell my children what was going to be occurring, kind of forewarn them, and they were terrified. And so I just felt like I failed them. And to kind of remedy that situation, I decided to write this book to help them and other children not be afraid of cicadas.
So I would imagine that you're doing book signings and you're going out and maybe engaging with children. What's been the reaction to the book? Is it changing their opinion of how to interact with these creatures?
Yes, it has been amazing. Children that were just terrified that wouldn't leave their house have suddenly read the book and become so curious to investigate. There's a lot of fun facts about cicadas in the book, and so children have been excited to engage with cicadas and experience them in their natural habitat. But the most surprising thing to me was that parents have said, "I was terrified of cicadas until I read your book, and it's given me a new bravery or boldness to go meet these interesting creatures."
Yeah, I'm with them on that. Not that I've read your book, but I was that person that was always frightened of big bugs. When I lived in Texas, it was the 4-inch flying roaches. You know, here in the Midwest, yeah, it's always been June bugs that just make me cringe. And the thought of the cicadas, I was like, I really am not going to like it when they land on me. But I find them very interesting now.
Yes, and that is the point of the book. Cicadas Don't Bug Me is a book written to teach children and parents wonder instead of worry, or fascination instead of fear, because we want people not to be terrified of them, especially when they're surrounded by billions of these bugs.
Right, and some people, it's just amazing how their whole backyard has been taken over. And you're right, for many of those people, they're like, "I don't even want to go outside. This is just too nasty for me." So what's your target age for the book?
So the book can be read at any age, but really it's mainly for preschoolers to say around age 12. Those are kind of, that's the main target audience of who really is interested in this book. But as I said, parents have been just very much changed by reading this, which has been a surprise.
And have you written children's books in the past?
I have, and in fact, I have another book called Joro Spiders Don't Scare Me. Oh. Joro spiders are so prevalent in the media right now, so I wrote it about two years ago, but it's perfectly timed for everyone's current fears of these kind of floating large spiders.
Yes, we had a scientist on last week to talk about those. They are here to stay, and sometimes their legs are 4 inches long. And you're way ahead of the curve, Christian. What book? What are you going to be writing now? What big bug is coming to invade in the next couple of years?
This is the question I get asked the most often, and I don't know. There are so many great bugs to choose from. Here in Virginia, everyone is always asking for a stink bug book because they're everywhere. Yeah. But really, when you study these bugs and learn fun facts about them, it takes that fear away. So it can be applied to really any bug.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for joining us. The book is Cicadas Don't Bug Me, or you can get the Juro Spiders book, too. It's Kristen Jeske. And I would imagine wherever books are sold, or people can just Google it, right?
Yes, correct. Amazon.com is a great place to purchase it.
All right. Thank you so much, Kristen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Mary's got a check on weather and traffic, and one of the favorite parts of our day is the newsroom temperature check, and the whole crew is back together today, so we do that next, but first Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.